Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for February 2012. This month the days continue to lengthen, but this time of year tends to give a number of cold, clear nights, so hopefully plenty of opportunities to see the stars. The Milky Way is something that you don't see too often these days, given the ever-increasing light pollution around us. But if you manage to get away from any lights on a really clear night, look out for a hazy band going across the sky. This month, at around 8 o'clock, it will be going from northwest to southeast. If you look at this band through binoculars, you will see that it is in fact millions of stars packed close together. We are looking towards the centre of our galaxy, which we call the Milky Way, and that's named after this milky white hazy band. The galaxy is a very large, flat, rotating spiral of billions of stars, and we're about two-thirds of the way out from the slight bulge at the centre of this spiral. When we look towards the centre, we see this vast collection of stars stretched out in a band across our sky. To confirm that you are seeing the Milky Way, spot Cassiopeia, the W-shaped constellation in the northwest, and the Milky Way runs straight through the middle of Cassiopeia. Now on to the Moon. Full moon this month is on the 7th, with the new moon following 14 days later on the 21st. And don't forget the extra day in February, as 2012 is a leap year. The correction of an extra day makes up for the fact that the Earth actually takes 365 and a quarter days to go around the Sun, so we have to catch up these extra quarters every 4 years. And now on to the planets visible this month. Mercury is not visible this month as it is so close to the Sun, but Venus will again be shining like a beacon in the evening sky. It will be the very bright object visible just after sunset in the southwest, about 20 degrees above the horizon. Mars continues to get brighter this month, but it does mean getting up at 3 a.m. to see it at its best. But look to the south towards the constellation of Leo, and Mars will be the bright red object around the back paws of Leo, as I described last month. Jupiter is still magnificent to look at in the evening, again an obvious bright object, reasonably high in the sky, and binoculars on a tripod will give great views of the four Galilean moons and possibly some detail on the planet itself. Look to the southeast at about 8 p.m. Saturn is still a morning sky object, best seen around 5 a.m. Look out for the bright yellow object in the south-southwest at around 25 degrees above the horizon. The rings will be a magnificent sight in even a small telescope or binoculars. And at 5 a.m. Saturn is about the same height as Mars, and is more or less 90 degrees to the left of Mars as you look at them. Unfortunately, there are no meteor showers worth looking out for this month. So on to constellation watching. This month we're going to concentrate on the North Celestial Pole. First find the pole star, Polaris. Remember to use the pointers on the plough to locate it. Now, if you're in a very dark location, try to make out the Little Bear, Ursa Minor, which is similar saucepan shape to the plough, but this time has the pole star at the end of the handle, or the Little Bear's tail. Now, we've already looked at Cassiopeia earlier, on the opposite side of the pole star from the plough. So now look to the north of the pole star, and there are a lot of not very bright stars, most of which belong to the constellation Draco, the dragon. To the south of Polaris, between the plough and Cassiopeia, we find a faint set of stars that form the obscure Camelopardalis, or the giraffe. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more up there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book, for a sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Listen out next month for March's highlights. Bye for now.